Hey, Roots, moving on to our third story of the broadcast, more tension in U.S.-Afghanistan ties. Washington wants Kabul to halt the release of prisoners from a jail that was handed over to Afghan officials recently. The Bagram prison north of Kabul has been holding hundreds of prisoners for years. They were detained while the facility was under American control. But the U.S. ceded its control to the Afghans after several years of delay. Now the Afghan government wants to free 88 prisoners there. It follows the release of at least 650 inmates. Kabul says it's found insufficient evidence to continue their detention, but Washington is angry about this, saying the prisoners pose a serious security threat. The row comes at a time when relations between the two sides are at a new low. Ties have grown strained, particularly over President Hamid Karzai's refusal to sign a security deal to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan after 2014. Our correspondent Faiz Khurshid joins us from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Faiz, welcome to the program. First of all, let's discuss the U.S.'s objection to the release of this batch of prisoners from Bagram.
Well, Bagram jail is still packed with hundreds of prisoners. And now an Afghan-led commission is reviewing the cases of each prisoner there. And this Afghan commission has investigated 764 files there in Bagram jail. And 650 of them have been released. The cases of other prisoners have been given to the Afghan courts, to the Afghan prosecutors for further investigation. Now, 88 of them have been found innocent. There is no evidence in place to prove that they are militants. There is no evidence in the U.S. military headquarters in this country to prove that they are terrorists. So the Afghan government wants them to be released very immediately. But the U.S. military men are deeply worried. To them, they are very dangerous guys. The U.S. military men here in Afghanistan believe that they would return back to the battlefield and will fight back against the Afghan and American forces. U.S. officials believe that these 88 prisoners are responsible for the deaths of a large number of American and Afghan forces in this country. So they say Americans don't want these Afghans now to join their families or to be released from Bagram jail. Now, it's a hot debate. What will happen to these 88 Afghans in Bagram jail? We don't know this. It's a hot debate here in Kabul. The Afghan government has asked the U.S. military men in this country to provide evidence if they believe that they are terrorists. But no evidence has been provided by the U.S. military headquarters. Quarters in this country. Their families are impatiently waiting for them to be released. We have been told by members of this Afghan-led commission that these Afghans have not been allowed to meet with their families over the past years in Bagram jail. They were not provided with any lawyers to take their cases to the court. And the Afghan attorneys and Afghan lawyers believe that this is against the law in international treaties, against human rights conventions as well. Now, many here believe that it comes at a very sensitive time as tensions are very bad between Kabul and Washington, as President Hamid Karzai has refused to sign the bilateral security deal with Washington and allow American forces to run their military bases in this country. And it's also wrong to say that the Bagram jail has been fully handed over to the Afghan government. It has been even admitted by Afghan officials. There are still some cells in Bagram jail that are under the control of American troops, and American troops still continue to detain Afghans during their military operations. It's based on the agreement between Kabul and Washington, but they have to hand over those prisoners very immediately after they are detained to the Afghan security forces for further investigation. It's not happening, and the Afghan government is deeply worried about this now.
Okay, thanks a lot to our Afghanistan correspondent, Faiz Khurshid, joining us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.